The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Turn it off. Dear, there'll be alarm.
Oh, my gosh. What time? 6 o'clock.
What?
Who set the alarm for six?
You did. You said that's what time we should get up.
What? What for?
What for? Wake up. What's the matter with you? Dear, you said you wanted us all in the car and ready to leave at 8 o'clock sharp.
Oh my gosh. Yes, yes. Come on, everybody. Up and at them.
I'm up. Bessie!
Aunt Effie! Bessie, Aunt Effie, come on, roll out. We're leaving for New York and Boston. Car leaves on track 8. Have your tickets ready.
Oh, honey, it's going to be such fun. We haven't gone on a trip for just ages. Bessie, get up, dear.
Come on, everybody.
I've been up since 5 o'clock. Oh, back and I'm all dressed and packed. And we even have breakfast already.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm going to get Bessie up and help her get dressed.
Boy, I can't believe it. The sunshine. You know, we've never started out on a trip yet that it didn't rain.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Look at it. Did you get gas in the car?
Yep.
Have the tires checked?
Yep.
Bet you never thought to get traveler's checks.
Oh, yes, I did. Right here, somewhere.
Now, give them here, dear. I better put them right in my purse now for
you. No. I think it'd be better if I kept them, darling.
Give them here, and we know we have them.
You take them, dear.
Put them right in the zipper part so they won't get lost.
Yeah, okay. They're a little bulky for my pocket,
put
you know.
Put them right in here in the zipper part. Now, I called Eleanor last night and told her to keep an eye on the house.
Yeah, okay. Now, come on. Hurry up, everybody. Get dressed so we can have breakfast and get started. Now, look, while you and Aunt Effie are doing dishes, I'll get the bags in the car.
Yeah, I just know there's going to be something important I've forgotten.
Now, look, for two sakes, we're going to be in New York and Boston. They have stores there, too, you know.
Yeah,
we always act as though we're going into a wilderness somewhere.
Well,
all right, come on now. Get dressed and step on it. I want everybody in the car at 8 o'clock sharp.
I wish he'd stop that. Betsy, get your coat and hat on, dear.
I did with my gloves.
Will you stop that, please?
Well, it is exactly 8 o'clock, and I'm the only one in the car.
Well, we're all ready. We'll be right out.
Have you seen my gloves?
No. This, Mommy. The pink one with the flowers.
Oh, there it is on the table, and your gloves are right here.
Come on, everybody. What are you all doing?
I'm ready. Go get in the car, Betsy. You go on out.
I'm all ready.
Everybody's all ready, but nobody gets going.
Get in the car, Aunt Effie. I just want to take a last look around.
Come on, Betsy.
Now, I locked the back door. The stove is off.
Come on.
What light should we leave on?
Light? Why leave a light on?
Well, in case of burglars. They say you should never go away and pull down the blinds. You should leave a light burning so it looks as though somebody's always here, you know.
No, you don't need to worry about burglars. What would they take? You packed everything but the kitchen sink.
I think I'll leave this hall light on. All right. I'm ready, I guess. Let's go.
All right. Come on, finally. Come on. Oh, no. Now what, Aunt Effie?
I forgot my... You. Go on. Get in the car. I'm all ready.
Well, I'll get in the car.
No,
go on. I'll be right out. I just have to run up and get my...
Well, hurry up, will you? I'll wait for you. I got to double lock the door. For Peter. Now, what do you want?
Come on, Bessie. Who's got my dog? He's in the kitchen.
Well, hurry up. All right.
I got my perfume. Come on.
Oh, now I'm waiting for Bessie. Go on. Get in the car, Aunt Effie. You get in the car. Bessie! Oh, no. Now what?
Go on. I'm ready. Get in the car. I want to start for my hand. I won't be a minute here.
Oh, boy, I tell you, trying to get this family in the car is like trying to catch a bunch of fireflies.
I'm ready, Daddy. Let's go.
Well, now I am waiting for your mother. Go on. You get in. Go on.
Well, for heaven's sake, I thought you packed all the bags.
I did pack all the bags. I got every square inch of the trunk packed.
Well, you certainly didn't pack this.
What's that?
My hat box. A good thing I came back.
Oh, well, I don't know where you're going to put it.
Well, I've got to have it. Well, I have got to
have it. All right. Come on, get out. Come on.
He didn't pack my hat box. In fact, it's got all our hats in it.
But I cannot get that in the trunk.
Well, I've got to have it.
I can put it in back with us.
Oh, it makes it too crowded for you.
All right, give it here. Now, I can put it in the legend back.
No, you can't put it on that side, Aunt Effie. I've got to see out the back window. Put it on that side over there.
All right.
What's all that?
Food.
food?
Yes, I packed some sandwiches and fruit.
I'm hungry. Mm-hmm.
You just had breakfast. Now, look, let's not get the car all spotted up with orange peels and crumbs before we even get started.
Now, we did turn off the stove, didn't we, Annie?
Yes, dear. I went back and checked it 3 times.
I wonder if I should have unplugged the toaster.
Oh, come on. Will you get in the car?
Well, I hate to think of that toaster just sitting there, plugged in.
Look, it's not going to sit there making imaginary toast all the time we're gone. Now, it's all right. Get in.
Oh, dear, I do have a feeling we've forgotten something.
Let's go.
Yes, let's go. We're going right now, I hope. Now.
Get in, Daddy.
Everybody all set?
I'm all set.
There I am, too. Now, wait a minute. Before we start, now.
What?
Let's just check. You locked the door.
Yes.
You put in all the suitcases.
Yes.
You turned the furnace completely off.
Furnace off, yes.
Did you call a paper boy telling not to deliver the
papers?
Paper,
yes.
And I called and stopped the mail delivery, and Elmer's going to take in our mail. Well, I guess we can go.
You sure? All right. Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh. The dog!
What about the dog?
I never left without him, Brownie.
Wait a minute, will you? We're not taking the dog. Are you crazy?
What are you going to do with him? Of course we're taking the dog.
Taking the dog? What's the matter with you?
It costs $35 a week to put him in a kennel, and there isn't anybody around the neighborhood who wants the responsibility of taking care of him. Kendall's already had 2 dogs and a cat, and the Mitchells don't like Brownie anyhow.
Oh, my, you realize what this trip will be like to have a dog leaping around in the car, jumping all over the place?
He won't jump all over,
Brownie!
He loves to go for a ride. Honk the horn, dear. That always brings him on the run. Brownie, we're going in the car. Honk the horn, dear.
Honk the horn! What did you want to make
him here to start? No. Bring him along. Look, why don't we bring the rabbits and the chickens, too?
Elmer said she'd feed the rabbits and the chicks.
Did you want to cook the rabbits, too, Daddy?
Oh, sure. Why not? The more the merrier. I'd love to have the rabbits. Maybe we could pick up a stray cat or two.
Oh, don't be silly. I don't know why you act this way. What did you expect to do with the dog?
I don't know.
Now, everybody get out of the car and look for him, will you? If we're going to... Brownie!
Don't forget, we have to stop at the dry cleaner, too.
Notice that it is quarter after 9.
Yeah, we had to stop at the dry cleaner. Don't forget that, dear. That took a little bit of time. But anyhow, now we're off.
I'm hungry.
Oh, you can't be hungry yet.
Now, you wait a little while.
Nobody can be hungry. We just got started.
Evening at 45.
I see.
Don't tell me it's going to rain. Look at the clouds.
Will you keep that dog down?
What's the matter?
Well, I can't drive with that dog resting his chin on my shoulder and drooling all over my neck.
Get down, Brown. Well, he likes the wind in his face.
Close the window.
No, I gotta have some air.
Well, it does make a dress on my neck.
Why don't you close the big window, dear, and open the little side one? Maybe I should open mine here.
Isn't it fun?
Aren't you excited, Betsy?
I'm hungry.
Oh, dear. Well, here's a lollipop.
Uh-oh. Starting to rain. Look at the windshield.
Oh, dear. Well, it'll clear up. Now, let's not let that bother us. Why don't we all sing something, huh?
Reduce speed, men working.
Oh. Well, he's slowing down. Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
now, let's all sing. What do we sing, Daddy? You suggest something,
Let's sing. Let's see. What about Merrily We Roll Along?
Oh, come on. You start it, Anna.
Oh, you got it.
Merrily we roll along, roll along, roll along.
It's not too warm with the window closed. Maybe you could open it just a crack.
Yes, open it.
I'm going to say, take your coat off, Aunt Effie. You don't need one.
Yes,
I could.
Where did it go, Aunt Effie?
Oh, up here?
Oh!
What's the matter?
What? What is it?
I forgot about my skirt. It wouldn't get wrinkled. I was going to come out the last minute, then I just grabbed my coat.
You'll have to go back here.
You'll have to, Aunt Effie. I left it on the bed.
And it's her good suit. She needs it.
Oh, look.
I'm sorry, dear. We will have to go back.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. A good guess may help you to solve the Sunday crossword puzzle. And if it doesn't, there's always that eraser on the top of the pencil. Well, but when it comes to reporting the news, however, guesswork is out. Knowing how to get the facts is what counts. And that's where experience comes in. Examine the backgrounds of CBS newsmen like Edward R. Murrow and Lowell Thomas. And then you can understand immediately why CBS News comes to you as quickly and as accurately as it does. For both of these men have years of experience in gathering the news for radio. They can judge the importance of a specific event. They know what is needed to clarify a puzzling situation. And above all else, they know the value of truth. Their experience is yours, 5 days a week here at CBS Radio. Today and every Monday through Friday, join us as most of these same stations bring you Lowell Thomas and Edward R. Murrow with the news.
Now, look, we have gone exactly 54 miles, so if one of you remembers something you've forgotten this time, we are not going back. Mark my words.
Well, it's a good thing we did go back. Honestly, when I think of finding my purse just sitting on the hall
floor. I didn't even miss it.
And the paper checked into it.
I'm clearing up. Look, here comes the sun.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
See?
Oh, it'll be a beautiful day. Speed limit, 55.
Yeah,
oh,
I see the signs
there, Betty. Well, you're doing
60.
Better slow down just a little bit.
Oh, Mommy, I lost my gum.
Oh, Betsy, if you're going to chew gum, here, drop it.
Yeah. I turned around to look in the back window, and I dropped it.
Oh, well, let's report your setup.
Now, look, I told you to keep that dog off my neck. No, now.
He's right here. He's under my feet, Uncle Brownie.
What? Something is on my neck. What's that?
Betsy! I can't find my gum, Mom.
Never mind the gum. Take that rabbit off Daddy's shoulder.
Oh, my goodness. Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Oh.
Rabbit. You don't bring those rabbits.
You said you wanted them, Daddy.
Look,
stop the car. Stop the car.
I can't stop the car right here.
Now, Betsy, why?
I put them in a box and brought them along when Daddy said he wanted them.
I never said I wanted them.
You were being funny, and you said, oh, sure, bring the rabbits and the chickens.
You didn't bring the chickens.
No, I couldn't catch them.
Well, you want to go back? Here we've gone 50 miles.
Oh, no, Daddy, the rabbits have never had a vacation.
Well, don't look like that. It is a nuisance, I'll
admit. But it's certainly more than a nuisance to drive to Boston with one child, one dog, and two rabbits.
Now, they'll be all right in the car. And we can stop places and get them some lettuce and fresh water.
Well,
what do you think, dear?
What I think is not even repeatable. But I am not driving back 50 miles. Rabbits and all, we are off to Boston.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
Oh, here, put him in the box.
Thank you.
Oh, Becky, be careful. You got some lollipop on Daddy's eye. Some water out of the thermos so I can wipe off his thighs. All sticky and slimy.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.